Добрый день.
Good morning, colleagues, and good morning, President. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate you. Just like previous speakers, congratulate you on taking up the very difficult but very important for the conference functions of President. And I wish you full success and patience in your work, and you can count with the full support of the Russian delegation in your efforts in trying to break the deadlock here in our forum and to help us launch substantive work. Now I'd like to refer to the approval of requests for observer status. Our conference is considering this issue this year. It's not the first time that we're looking at this issue this year, and once again we are facing problems with such requests. And I'd like to agree with a comment made by our Mexican colleague, who quite correctly pointed out that the usual practice of our conference is to approve requests together, to approve the whole list and not consider separate requests. And we do hope that the conference will be, in the end, able to combat to that long-standing practice. And the consideration of requests on an individual basis would rather become an exception during this session. The position of the Russian Federation is very clear. We are in favor of making it possible for any member of the United Nations to enjoy observer status here in the conference. We believe that any contribution made by a UN member country is very important, and any country has the right to participate in our meetings, to express its views and participate in discussions of crucial issues related to international security. Now, if we no longer stick to that principle, then the work of our conference will not be inclusive, and slowly it will resemble an interest-based club and will not take into account the views of other member states, in other words, of the international public at large. So we believe that the approval of requests is a very important element in the organization of the work of the conference, and I'd like to urge countries that for different reasons express their opposition to the approval of requests made by countries that wish to be observers here in the CD this year. I'd like to urge them to avoid pursuing their foreign policy goals, but rather focus on the objectives faced by the conference. And these goals do need opinions from all UN member states as we consider the agenda of the conference. Thank you.